Okay, let's get started. We say Berachas HaTorah. Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Mem Aleph Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud. We are involved in the discussion of Brachos Rishonos. When you make a bracha at the beginning of the Suda, Hamotzi, what does that pater? What do you have in mind by that bracha rishona? What requires a separate bracha? We spoke yesterday about concepts called besoch hasuda, which is in the meal, machbas hasuda, because of the meal. We had a discussion between Rashi and Tosos what that meant, and we are continuing that discussion now. We spoke last time about wine during the meal. So now that we pick up on that, five lines from the bottom. That's what we're up to. Shalu es ben Zoma. The students of Benzoma asked him, "If ma amru dvar habay machbas hasuda b'soch hasuda einam tu'unim bracha lo lofeim lo lachareim? Why is it that things that come during the suda machbas hasuda, right? So that something that everybody agrees, you don't make a bracha before or after it. Why do certain parts of the meals? Amr lahem holu pas potrasan. Why? Because pas bread hamotzi that covers it. Hamotzi lechem in haaretz is all inclusive, and therefore it covers everything." So if that's true that pas covers the food during the meal, what about wine? Yesterday we mentioned that if you made, like nowadays we make kiddush, so if you make kiddush on Shabbos before you wash, so then any wine during the meal is covered by the kiddush. Let's say you don't make kiddush. Yesterday we emphasized that really hamotzi should be the first bracha. That's the order of brachas in terms of kedima. That's the way it should be. So let's say I don't make kiddush. Let's say it's shalosh shudas. So shalosh shudas, the Shulchan Aruch says that it's a mitzvah to have wine during shalosh shudas. You don't have to make kiddush, but the Shulchan Aruch says you should be koveya su'uda al hayayin. Right? You should have three meals and wine. That's the lashon of the Rama. So let's say you have wine during the meal. You have to say Bar Pirag Afen. So ask the Gemara, what do you mean? If hamotzi covers everything, why doesn't it even cover wine? Why do you have to say a separate hagafen during the meal? So the Gemara answers, so yachi yai nami niftere pas shiny yayin to goreim bracha laatzmo. Top of the mevez of aleph. No, wine is different because it causes a bracha itself. What does that mean? Goring bracha la'atzmo. So you look at the top Rashi. Goring bracha la'atzmo. Bekama mekomos huba umavarkin alav v'afal pi shelo hayut srichim l'shtayaso. So many times we use wine even though we're not thirsty, but we use it for special reasons. And if you look back, Rashi even expanded on this. We did this 2 days ago. Turn back the Amud for a minute to Memam Abayz. The top Rashi on Memam Abayz. Rashi there says, where Rashi there is explaining the day of Rav Huna that you can't make a shahakol on wine, even though you can make a shahakol on all other foods and drinks b'diavet. So Rashi says, "Kedamrin l'kaman shagorim brachas harbi la'atzmo b'kiddush u'b'havdala u'b'birchas chasanim." So you see that that's where you're going to be using wine, even though you don't really have in mind you're not thirsty. Kiddush, havdala at a wedding. So many times we have wine. Pidyon haben. Everything we do in Yahadus Kiman has a cup of wine on it. So because it's so special, that itself shows its chashivas, its uniqueness, and therefore it's not covered by the bracha of hamotzi. Is it important Tosfos here? If you look at the, it's an iceberg Tosfos. It continues on the top of Mem Beis and Aleph. The Tosfos there says on top, Mihu the Reaver Rabbeinu Tam. You see Mem Beis and Aleph on top, top line of Tosfos. Mihu Reaver Rabbeinu Tam Hayu Omrim Shlolo Barakal Hashar Mashkin Abba Machmas Psoch Asuda. The Reaver Rabbeinu Tam just emphasized what we know, that this whole issue is only by wine. All other drinks during a meal do not require their own bracha. Only wine. But time at the past, but there is called Rambam Bishvila. The hashda yain poter komani mashkin. The fisha ikar mashke hu. The hu rosh lachomine mashkin. The kahua ikar. Wine paters other drinks, but wine is not niftar by hamotzi. Other drinks are niftar by hamotzi. But then the end of Tosfos is very yarn of the yoma. Go four lines more down. Ula high time anicha masharu mavarchin be pesach al chazeres. Al achilas mar levad. Tosfos says, we, in a couple of days, we're going to make have the Seder, and we're going to say Hamotzi on the Seder night. And after we say Hamotzi and Achilas Matzah, we're going to eat the Matzah. And then a few minutes later, we're going to say Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kodesh Hashem Tzivanu al Achilas Maror. But we're not going to say Hadamah on the Maror. And the question that is asked by all the Rishonim is, why not? Why don't we say Hadamah on that Maror? We're eating Maror, it's a vegetable. So Sha'ola Makshe, Tosfos says, Amayin Mevarchin Nami, Bari Pri Hadamah, O Bari Pri Hadamah, Deshar Yerako Zeyna Poder, Katagarina Hassam, Kivan Deika Hagadah Vahalel, Asach Adaitei. Right, obviously, says Tosfos, The Borei Pri Ha'adama that you made by Karpas, says this Tosfos, does not potter the Maror, because it's been so much of a hefsik. It's been 2 hours. You've said the whole Haggadah. You've said Hallel. Asher Galanu. So that can't be why you don't say Hadam on the Maror. So Tosfos says, Elavade Taima. Look at this amazing line of Tosfos. Kiva Derachmana Kav Echova Dechsiv Almasas Marom Yochluhu. Since the Torah says you have to have Maror in this meal, Havi Kemo Dvarim Haragilin Lavo Machmas Hasuda. The Paspot Rasan. So this is part of your meal tonight, even though you wouldn't have had it otherwise. But because the Torah demands that you have this, therefore this maror is machmas asuda. It's just like all the other parts of the meal, and therefore it's covered by the hamotzi. That is this Tosfos. Because Tosfos is saying this. Why is Tosfos saying this here? Because this Gemara is saying that hamotzi covers everything except wine. So Tosfos says even the maror is covered by hamotzi. Well, that is not the generally accepted reason. I mean, the halacha is the halacha. Nobody makes hadamah on the maror. But the generally accepted reason, this is what the Rashi and the Rashbam say in Pesachim, that the reason that we don't make hadamah on the maror is because we yotzi by the karpas. And that's why all of us announce at the beginning of the Seder, by the karpas, everybody should have in mind the maror later on. Why is the maror going to be niftar with the hamotzi? Because it's not machbas ha-suda. We generally assume against this Tosfos that maror is not part of the suda. So it needs a adama, and therefore you yotze with the adama of karpas. Either way, halacha l'maisa, we agree. But the question is, why is it that it needs its bracha and it's niftar with karpas, or it's niftar by hamotzi? I assume there's no problem of Hesach Hadas, the same reason why we paskin, there's no problem of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, even though we're not going to have the Suda for another 2 hours. Usually you have to have the matzah in proximity of the wine. But we say, this is all market, this is all part of the Seder, and therefore it's not a Hefzik. So I would assume that's the same answer here, that's not a Hefzik. There is a third opinion, the Chok Yaakov on Shulchan Aruch quotes a third opinion about the Maror. He says maybe Maror doesn't eat Hadama, because it's totally not Bala Henos. You're not eating it to get Hana, you're not eating it to get enjoyment, or to wash things down. Why are you eating Maror? It gives bitter. You know, you're not going to usually eat this Maror for any other reasons, therefore maybe it doesn't even need any Berachas Hananin. Maybe not. It doesn't work really according to the Rambam that we discussed. Remember the Rambam we discussed on the beginning of the Perek that said even Davar Hamazik, right, even something that damages you, you have to make at least a Shahakal. But anyway, that was the wrap up. Yeah. What does intrinsic mean? Does intrinsic mean you have to have it? You have to have. So that's the svara of this Tosfos. But because. Right. Right. Yes, in Achinami, it's more of a chova than karpas. But it's. I don't know. I'd rather. I have more potatoes during my meal than horseradish. You know, or celery, whatever you use. So that's what this Tosfos says. But that's not always how you define, you know, machmas ha-suda. You define it by, you know, what's normally part of your suda. Okay, so that is the inyona de yoma, maror. Now we have three, now we already have something to say at the Seder. Three reasons why you're not saying goodbye prayer adam on the maror right now. Okay, we already started the Haggadah this year. Okay, so top line. Rav Huna achal tlesa rifti. Rav Huna ate 13 loaves of quasi bread. Kisnin bread, let's call it. We referred to it yesterday. Pasa baba kisnin, some type of quasi snack bread. Vene tlasa bakava. Large breads where you have three breads from a kava flour. Kav is a 24 beitzim, chavdala beitzim, so it's pretty 8 beitzim breads. Velo barich. The lashon of the Gemara is he didn't make a bracha. What does that mean? So the pashtus is, the Rashba and the Ritva both here say that it means he didn't bench. Even though it doesn't really fit into the words so well, v'lo barach sounds like he didn't make any bracha, but the Rashba and the Ritva say, what else could it mean? He's eating breads here, pasa baba kisnin, he's eating quasi-snack breads, so it must be that he said an ala michya instead of berachas hamazon. That's the simple interpretation of the Gemara, even though it doesn't sound that way from the words. It says, v'lo barach. So Amalei Rav Nachman, adi kafna. Rav Nachman says, adi means these, kafna. Kafna is hunger. He rav ba'aretz, but he says, he kafna ba'ara, Uncle says. So kafna, he says, adi kafna. You're eating this because you're hungry. What do you mean? Why aren't you benching? So Amalei, so Rav Nachman says to Rav Huna, kol sh'achirim koban olav sudas orach levarech. What are you doing? You're eating so many of these breads. If people are koveya seuda, if people sit down and eat these as a staple of part of their meal, so then you have to say birchas hamazon. That is the pashas way of understanding these three lines of Gemara. That he said an al hamichya instead of a birchas hamazon, and Rav Nachman gets upset at him that he should have said birchas hamazon. Of course, it's pasa baba kisnim, which we'll talk about in a minute. It is bread that if you're koveya seuda on, you have to wash. Look at Rashi. Rav Huna achal tleisa rifti. Second line, Mipasa Baba Kistin, Velo Birech Acharav. Rashi just says, he didn't make a bracha on it. Sounds like from Rashi, he didn't even say an Alamichya. Right? He says, Velo Birech, he didn't make a bracha. So we already had that no bracha equals Bari Nefashis. So he said a Bari Nefashis, that we've had before. It's called Lo Klum. But it's a little difficult. What's Rashi doing here? He didn't make any bracha. So the Pnei Yeshua here says maybe this is where Rashi got his shita from yesterday. Yesterday we mentioned a very mechudas shita of Rashi on Amud Beis. We said on Manimal from Amud Beis, Rashi's arguing with Tosfos says pasa baba kistin, there was a bread that you ate after you benched. After you benched, you had this mixture with mizonos in it, and you only said a bari nefashos afterwards. And Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Anytime you have mizonos, you have to say an alamichya. So the Pnei Yeshua says maybe Rashi got it from our Gemara. Because it says lo barich. Lo barich, the pashas is you didn't make any bracha. So I don't know what the svara is. The Pnei Yeshua doesn't explain the svara. But at least he says maybe this is the Gemara where Rashi got his mechudas shita from on Mem Aleph and Mem Beis. That here it sounds like he only said a bari nefashos on this pasuk baba kistin. But that is just a discussion of shitas Rashi. But again, the pashtus is that he said an alamichya instead of saying birchas hamazon. Continue. Fourth line. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. Rav Yehuda's son was getting married to the daughter of Yehuda bar Chaviva. So they were getting ready to go to the wedding. So it's funny because we're going to talk about weddings in a minute. So they brought in front of the guests Pasa Baba Kisnin. We'll try to define that in a minute. But again, in one phrase, a snack type of bread. A snack type of bread. Whether it's made to be a snack or people eat it as a snack. That's a question. But either way, some snack type of bread. Ki asa shaminu to come of archi hamotzi. When Rav Yehuda came, he heard that people were making hamotzi on these breads. So Amar luhu mat tzitzi tzitzi to kashamana. Another anamanapi in the Gemara. What's this tzitzi from the word hamotzi? What's this tzitzi that I hear? People are making tzitzi? People are making hamotzi on this? Zilma hamotzi lechem in haaretz come of archisu? Are people making hamotzi on these breads? So Amri lay in. So they answered him, yeah, sure. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Muna Amar Mishra Rabbi Yehuda, Pas Haba Bekisnin, Mavarchin Alav Hamotzi. Right? We learned that you make Hamotzi on Pas Haba Bekisnin. Vamar Shmo Halacha Rabbi Muna. Right? And we learned that Halacha follows this opinion. So Amar Lahu says Rabbi Yehuda, Ain Halacha Rabbi Muna Itmar. No, the Halacha is not like Rabbi Muna. I don't know where you got that from. Even if you read Habas Haba Bekisnin, you make him Zonos. Amri Lei, Vahamarhu Damar Mishay de Shmuel, Lachmanios. Well, you said in the name of Shmuel, Lachmanios, these types of breads. Machlokas Rashi Tosis here what it is, but they're both old French words. I don't know what either of them is. It's Abolish or Nihilus. Either way, Machlokas Rashi Tosis is what it is. But, so there's a Machlokas. Amri Lei, so they said, you said Lachmanios on these little breads, Ma'arvin Bahen, you could use them for an Erev Chatzeros, meaning if you, like any community that has an Erev, besides the Tzuras HaPesachs and all the lechis and the korahs around, a bread, a matzah, is set aside in one house, in one place in the within the Erev, to make that as the bias of the house. So you're allowed to use these lachmanios to set that up, even though you have to use bread. You have to use lechem. Umavarchin alein hamotzi, and you say hamotzi on it. So you, Rav Yehuda, what are you jumping on us? How could we say hamotzi on this? Right, we don't pass on like Rav Muna, but you yourself said that you say hamotzi on it. So the Gemara answers, Shiny Hassam, the Kava Sudasa Alayu. No, that's different, says Rav Yehuda. That's where you're Koveya Su'uda on it, where you sit down and you're really Koveya Su'uda, you set up your meal with these breads, that's where you have to say Hamotzi. Aval Hechad lo Kava Sudasa Alayu lo. But where you don't, when you're not Koveya Su'uda on it, then you don't have to say Hamotzi, then you say Mizonos. So that's generally what we paskin. Pasab up a kisnin. If you're koveya su'uda on it, on the snacks type of breads, if you're setting your meal on it, so then you have to say hamotzi. If not, if you're eating it as a snack, then you don't have to say hamotzi. The question is, what is pasa baba kisnin, and what is koveya su'uda? So koveya su'uda, the second question, is a machlokas achronim, how much of this bread do you have to eat? So generally, we should be careful with this, as we're talking about in a minute, because there are different, does it mean a lot of bread? Does it mean nowadays in America, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this, we only eat a little bread with a lot of other food. So do you have to eat less bread in order to be koveya su'uda? The normal amount of bread that you eat with a regular meal. So there's a question exactly what the koveya su'uda is. But pasa baba kisnin is clear, at least somewhat, three opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, based on different deus in the Rishonim and our Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Samachez Zayin, what's pasa baba kisnin? Yesh mefarshim, this is the, this is the first day. This is quoted as Rabbeinu Chananel. Pas she'asui kimin kisim. It's a bread that has pockets in it. Shememalanos advash o sukkar ve'egozim ushkedim metavlin. Right, first opinion is the type of bread that has lots of sweets inside of it. Nuts and honey and sugar, etc. What we would call pie. That's pie is type 1, Pasuk Bakisnin. The Yesh Omrim, second type, Shehi Isa She'erev Badvash O Shemen O Chalav O Mini Tavlin Va'afa. A dough which you mix into it, honey, oil, milk, other spices, and you baked it. What we would call cake. Number one is pie. Number two, what we would call cake. V'hu, number two, out of number three, there's a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah about. How much of the taste of these sweets have to be in the bread? Put it in a line, does it have to be nikar or does it have to be ikar? The Shulchan Aruch says, the taste, v'hu she'iyah tama tarovis ha'mepiris o'metavle nikar v'isa. If this sweet taste is nikar, is recognizable in the isa, in this dough, so then you don't have to make a, that it's pasa baba kisnin, it's not real bread, it's pasa baba kisnin, therefore you make a mizono. So for example, as I mentioned the example yesterday, cinnamon raisin bagel. That's pretty sweet. You could taste the cinnamon and you could taste the raisin. It's pretty sweet. So Ashkenazic custom would call that hamotzi, but Shulchan Aruch says, if it's nikar, it's pasa baba kisnin. Boom. Pasa baba kisnin, if you're eating as a snack, so therefore, mizono, it's not hamotzi. The Rama argues, he says, no, this type of pasa baba kisnin, which is the cake type, he says, Sheb kim'at hadvash v'hatavlin heim ikar v'chei noagin. Only if it's ikar is it possible b'kistin, the taste. But if you just taste it, but it's not ikar, it's just nikar, so then you would say hamotzi on it and not mizonos. Those are the first two types. You have the pie type, you have the cake type. Then number three, v'yesh b'farshim shehu pas bein metuvelas bein she'ena metuvelas she'osam osa ka'avim yiveshim v'kosasinosam v'heim hanikram biskanis. Biscuits, crackers. That's the third type of pasa baba kisnin. The pie type, the cake type, and the cracker type. What to fit into these categories is sometimes difficult to pin down, but cakes, cookies, crackers, pretzels, maybe, you know, all these are baked goods which probably fit into pasa baba kisnin. And therefore, lamaisa what? Lamaisa is if you have a lot of it. Or if you have a lot of other food with it, you probably have to wash. And therefore, it's something serious to realize. Donuts, the poskim say, those are deep fried. Those are probably not a problem. One of the only baked foods that are not a problem. But kemat, all other baked foods, one has to worry about possible bakistan as long as it has that surah. Noodles and the like, a lot of cereals, you know, that's probably not, even though those are mizonos, but that doesn't have the tzura of any type of pas. So that, no matter how many honeycombs or other cereals you eat, you'll be saying mizonos. But all of these breads, if you eat a certain amount of crackers or cookies or cakes or even pretzels, pretzels is made as a snack food, but it's like the same thing, so it's in the shape of a pretzel. What's the difference between a dough, a cake, and a hot pretzel? Those are more serious of a shiloh. A hot pretzel, think about it, it's like bread. It's just in the shape of a pretzel. So does that change it? So that's a question, but just one source and then we'll move on. The Aruch HaShulchan writes 100 years ago, V'kama gdolim sa'aku kekruchya, amashen espashi b'doreinu b'chol medina, sheba'es, he says, the gdolim have screamed about the following. Sheba'es is a simcha, at any time, any simcha, orachim b'shulchan im kama mini dagim, v'kama mini basar, everybody eats food and meat and fish, v'ochlim impasabah b'kisnin, v'ochlim b'lo netzilas yadayim, v'lo hamotzi, b'lo berchaz amazon, el b'berchaz mizonos, v'l'basof ala michya. So many people. This is the smorgasbord, Aruch HaShulchan. V'ochlim harbe ma'od, meham gluskao, so mechalo ha'afu yal shemen. They stuff their faces by these smorgasbords. V'ein shum safik bazeh, t'tzrichin lito yadayim v'hamotzi y'berchaz amazon. So there's no safik. We eat more to smorgasbord than we eat at the Suda. We eat enough of three meals there. And if we have a little cracker, if we have some cakes and crackers there, boom, we have to wash. Now the caterers are more, there's usually bread there by the washing station, by the shmur, because they're aware of this of the issue. But he says, even if they're careful not to eat so much bread, I'm not eating so much bread, or, you know, pass about bakistan, what I mentioned, you don't have to eat so much bread, as long as you eat some pass about bakistan with all the other food, it's mitzareif. Only a few yireim are careful, b'yashrim al shulchan b'zeh, right? B'li lechal harbi, to sit down and not eat a lot, or to wash, even though they're going to eat a lot. Al kein b'vadei chalila lasos kein, ach ein b'yadeinu limchos kiyadua. But what can I do? you know, there's we like to eat, and therefore, what can I do? Then in the fine print, he says, maybe I can be malamid schus. Because, he says, maybe, he quotes a riff, and he says, mashmi milashono, de'eno tali b'shir kviyas hasuda. Maybe it's not tali on the amount, ela ba'ofan ha'achila, how it's eaten. Bein ha'achana la'achilas arai, u'bein ha'achana la'achilas keva. Maybe there's a difference between the way that people approach this eating. V'zei yadua, during the Shmor, Shabila Suda Gemura, when you eat a sit-down meal, poshtin of a gadim, you take off your coat, toil yonim, v'yoshim sadev ha-shulchan, you get your place cards, you sit down, that's Suda's keva. Avo b'achilos eidelu, chotvin v'ochlin, kamav ha-shehen, b'liachana, they grab, they get on lines, v'yish ochlin ma'umad, u'mahalech, they're walking, they're shmur, they're kiyadua, v'sovrim dezelo mikri kviya suda, I'm b'kovei ha-suda? I'm not b'kovei ha-suda. So what, I have meatballs and chicken and rice and vegetables and eggs. I'm not kovei suda. This is just the shmorg. So says the Aruch HaShulchan as a limud zchus. Maybe that's the reason. He says, but he ends off a kol yare elokim yirchach elok as atzmo mizev v'hu rachum yichaper avon. That's how he ends the sif. But anyway, we should just be aware of the issue. It comes from this line of the Gemara. This line of the Gemara that talks about pasba b'kisnim. We mentioned the three definitions. If you want to look more, you can look at any of the brachas books, Rabbi Forrest, Rabbi Bonner. But now let's move on. Okay, Rav Papa. Rav Papa, so about halfway down almost. Rav Papa, ikla lebei, Rav Huna, bereidu Rav Nasan, Rav Papa came to visit Rav Huna, basar de gamar su de sayu, aisu lekamayu midi lemechal. After they finished their meal, so they brought them more food to eat. Shakal Rav Papa, vakaachal. Rav Papa said, hey, great. And he started eating again. So amri le, lo sabar lamar, gamar osir milechal. So they said to him, don't you hold that once you finished eating, you can't eat anymore, the pashtus without a new bracha? There are other interpretations. That's the pashas of the Gemara. Don't you have to make a new bracha? What are you doing? So Amalehu Salekitmar. No, I don't hold that once you finish the meal, you have to make a new bracha. I hold once everything is cleared away. So then you have a total hesach hadas, and that's what would require a new bracha. But here, you know, there's still stuff on the tables. Therefore, I didn't have such a hesach hadas. So far we have two opinions. Number one, when you finish eating, new bracha. Number two, when they clear the table, new bracha. Next, Rava, this is part of the dessert issue that we discussed yesterday. Rava and Reb Zera, Ikla Bei Reish Galusa. Rava and Reb Zera visited the Reish Galusa. He wasn't there. It was just at his house. L'basar de saliku tacha mikamayhu. Once they took the table away, tacha is a table, from them. Shadru le ristina mi Bei Reish Galusa. So they sent them more food, more portions from the Reish Galusa. Rava achel, Reb Zera lo achel. Rava was eating and Reb Zera didn't eat. Amar le, again, he asked him a similar question. L'saval amar salik asur milachol. So fine, you didn't just finish. Here they took away the food. So don't you have to make a new bracha? So Amar Lei, Ana Atacha Deresh Galusa Samchina. No, I knew the Resh Galusa always sends us more food. I knew he always takes care of us. So even though the stuff was always finished, until we mamish bench, says Rava, you know, I always think that he's going to send us more food. And therefore, I wasn't Mesiach my das. Interesting discussion here. Look at Tosas Atacha. Atacha Deresh Galusa Samchinan. Misha Shachach Lechol Afikomen. The Amar Havlan Benivrech. What happens if we, you know, at the end of the meal, it's late at night, it's 12:45 in the morning, and we're like, okay, let's bench, let's finish up, Halal Nirtza, and all of a sudden, after we're saying, let's bench, you're like, oh, Afikomen! I already said, let's bench. So usually, a lot of times during the year, let's bench means, I've finished eating, I have a Hesach Hadas, and therefore, no more food. So do you have to make a new bracha on the Afikomen? So it says, Tosfos, no. No Hesach Hadas, don't worry. Why? What did this line say? The Reish Galusa always sends me food. So, similar. Look at Tosfos says, Anan Atacha Derachmana Samchinan. Hashem tells me to eat this, so I'm never really Mesech Madas. Once you bench, the Shulchan Aruch says, what can you do? If you benched already, and then you're not supposed to eat matzah anymore, so therefore it's finished. But as long as beforehand, it's, as long as you haven't benched yet, Tosfos says, so then it's, so you can still eat the Afikomen. We're going to talk about this on Tuesday night. One of the reasons for the minhag of the Ketanim taking the Afikomen is because they won't forget. They won't forget by the time, you know, they want payback. So by the time the Afikomen comes around, they're not going to forget. So that's maybe, the Gedolim point is that, one of the reasons why the minhag is to for them to take it is that they'll remind us. Okay, Amar Rav. What do you mean, what extra bracha are you making?
So we had this whole discussion yesterday about why you can't have two suddas together.
Right, so lechatchila, you're not supposed to make a bracha sheina tzricha. But here we're talking about a case where you basically finished eating, so you were mesich your das, your bracha rishon is finished. And then you want to eat more. So that's not a bracha sheina tzricha, that's your first bracha didn't cover it.
What we're saying here, we're done, if once you say, either you say, either you have das, that
by the Afikomen?
No, by Erev Shabbos.
Yeah.
On Erev in the morning when you two sudas.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Brahma Shayna.
Right.
So the point is that as long as you bench and you had das to bench at that point, so it doesn't matter that did it.
Okay.
And if we talk but about here, but, das, but, it really but, is.
So here you didn't bench yet, Tosas is saying. Tosas is saying, in a case where you didn't bench, you just thought you were going to bench, you're still allowed to have the afikomen, because it's akasa, atacha derachmana samchinan, not just atacha derishkalusa samchinan. Okay, two dots. Amarav, haragil b'shemen, shemen ma'akvo. So another shita, not just if you finish your meal, do you require a new bracha, or later, if you removed all the stuff from the table, but let's say somebody is ragil, he normally smears himself with oil, his hands with oil, before he benches. That's what, to clean his hands, to get himself clean, no more sticky, even though oil, we would assume, like, what kind of oil you use. But it's like cream, let's say, what we would use for cream. At the end of the meal, shemen ma'akvo. So until you smear yourself with his shemen, so then you don't have a hesach hadas, and it's still called your meal. Amar avashi, gevinim beirav kahana, amar lan, kigon ana deragilim b'mishcha, mishcha ma'akvolan. Right? We are ragil, we normally smear ourselves, so then, for us, the shemen is ma'akiv us from having a hesach hadas. And we don't pasken like any of the above. We pasken like a fourth opinion. There are three things that you have to do after something else immediately, respectively. Number one, take of a smicha shchita. There's a halacha that you have to do smicha on a animal before it's shechted. So therefore, take of l'smicha shchita. I think, I didn't get to look this up, I think Menachas Tzadik Beis has a Mishnah that says that all carbon tziyachid require smicha, except for two. Carbon tzibur, I think the parallel davar shel tzibur, and one other. I don't remember, gotta look it up. Generally, by all carbon yachids, we have to do smicha, which means we put our hands on our animal, and we say vidui by a lot of them. We say, oh, my chatoim, I'm sorry. So that's smicha. Takef of smicha shchita. You have to do that right before you shecht it. That's one takef, one thing that has to be done automatically. Takef l'gulba tefila. Now we know, right? You have to smicha l'gulba tefila. Gol Yisrael, boom, right into Shmona Esrei. Takef l'natilas yadayim. Bracha. That's the one important for us. Right after natilas yadayim, the pasha says mayim achronim. Mayim achronim, Rashi says, right after mayim achronim, you have to bench. There shouldn't be a hefsek. That's generally what the Shulchan Aruch says. After mayim achronim, for those who have the minhag of doing it, so then you shouldn't be any talking after mayim achronim. Mayim achronim should be the last thing, and then bench right away. So that's a fourth, right? What do we have? We have finish eating, gamar, salek, shemen, mayim achronim. Those are the four different opinions in the gamar. Amar Abaya, afana no ma tekev l'tamidik hachamim bracha. We see a fourth one. When tamidik hachamim are around, that brings bracha. Immediately, Shneamar, as Lavan says, "Vayivrachini Hashem biglalech." Right, that Hashem blessed me because of you, Yaakov Avinu. Ibai seima mehaka Shneamar vayivrach Hashem is based on mitzri biglal Yosef, or the house of the mitzri of Paro was blessed because of Yosef. Okay, that's a fourth one. Okay, right during the Mishnah, beirach ala yain shelifnei yamazon pater as a yain shel achar amazon. So we're talking about again brachos that pater things later on. So the first line of the Mishnah says, let's say I had kiddush. And besides kiddush, let's say they were normal, Rashi explains, that they usually had wine before they started their meal. So if you make a bori per gafen on that wine, then you do not have to make a bracha on any wine during the meal. Achar mazon here means towards the end of the meal, but before you bench. So if you make a bracha on wine before the meal, like, well, that's what we hold, by bori per gafen, then any bori per gafen during the meal is pater, is niftar. If you didn't make a bracha bori per gafen, that's what we said at the beginning of today's daf, right? If you didn't make a bori per gafen before the hamotzi, then you have to make, that's the only one that's not niftar with bread. Berach ala parperes shelifnei hamazon, patras ala parperes shelachar hamazon. If you make a bracha on parperes before the meal, then that also pathers the parperes after the meal, which again means before berachas hamazon. What is parperes? So Rashi here says it means pargios vidagim. Pargios was this chicken stuff that we had a couple of daf ago, or dagim, fish. Tosfos doesn't like that pshat because the Mishnah is about to say that your bracha on parperes doesn't pater the pas. Tosfos says, of course it doesn't. What, your bracha on chicken or fish is going to pater pas bread? That's the havamina. So Tosfos assumes, no, this is what we had a couple of days ago, also pas tsnuma, where you have bread that you soaked in order to make it a little softer. So it is bread, but you like did something to it. So that's what parperes is. Let's go with that pshat. So the Mishnah says, if you had some of that type of bread before the meal, then that paters that type of bread at the end of the meal. Even though you're eating it as a dessert, let's say, still the bracha before the meal patered it. Berach ala pas pater es ha parperes. If you made a bracha hamotzi, that paters any parperes, any of this this again, Rashi Tosfos, any of this pas sinuma, this quasi bread during the meal, ala parperes lo pateres la pas. But if you made the bracha on the parperes, then it doesn't work to pater the pas because hamotzi requires its own bracha. Beishamai omrim apo maisa kedera. Beishamai says also maisa kedera. What's maisa kedera? It's some type of mizonos. Mixture, dish, right? The Rashi says, Chilka Tirgus Vatisni, which we had before, it means like wheat, which was cut into twos or threes or fours. So Beishamai says, also Maisa Kedera. What do you mean, also what? What is Rabbi Beishamai going on? The first line of the Mishnah, the second line of the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to talk about it. Second to last line, Haya Yoshvin, Kalachad Mavarech La'atzma. If they're all sitting down to eat, so then everybody requires their own bracha rishona, because we assume that there's no. In those days, unless they did more than just sitting down near each other, so then they weren't connected as a tzibur. But hey, Sebu, if they all lay down on their couches that they were used to do when they had a nice meal, echad mevarech lekulan, so then it's possible for one to make a bracha for all of them. Tosfos on the bottom just says, our sitting is like their line. Meaning, how do we make a kfius of a tzibur? Why the poskim say that it's easier to be motzi somebody when you're sitting? Why sitting? Because our sitting today is like they're lying down. Whenever you want to be motzi somebody in a bracha, that's why by hamotzi. For example, Friday night hamotzi, everybody's supposed to be sitting. The wives aren't supposed to be in the kitchen listening to the bracha and the other kids running around. We're supposed to be all sitting down because to create a kfius, to create a connection between the people around, sitting creates that. Because sitting brings us together as a unit. Similar to what we just asked a few minutes ago. By a shmorg, there are no tables. Everybody's all around. There's no kfius. Everybody's eating by themselves. You sit down at a table. You get your place card. You sit down. That's a kvius. You're sitting down. So that's sitting down. If you want to make a bracha for somebody else, you have to be. You should be lachadchila, be sitting down and not just thinking about being yotze the bracha. So if you're all sitting down and you're making the bracha sitting down, usually we're already eating by the time we're going to the seats. But again, if you're all sitting down in a chinami, you have to. It's better to eat while sitting, but or at least standing. No, but at least you have to be mechavein to have a kvius. Top of the amud. Balahem yain besocha mazon kalecha ve'achad mavarach la'atzma. If wine comes during the meal, then everybody makes their own bracha. Rashi's going to explain what this is. The Gemara is going to explain what this is talking about. Achar mazon echad mavarach la'kulan. But if you get wine after the meal, then one person can be yotzi the others. Why during the meal can't one be yotzi the other one? Rashi will talk about it. It's a choking hazard. The Gemara will talk about it. And the one who made the bracha at the end on the wine also makes the bracha on the mugmar. Mugmar are spices that they used to have the minhag to bring out after they ate. They wanted to feel good. They wanted to end off on a good note. They used to smell these spices. So one person used to make the bereimin besamim for everybody, and they used to pass it around. So the one who made the bracha on the wine at the end of the meal, he's the one who's zochet to make the bracha on the mugmar, on the spices after the meal. Why? Again, we'll see in the Gemara. Okay. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Lo Shanu, when do we say, we're going back to the first line of the Mishnah, when do we say that if you drink wine before a meal, so then that potters any wine that you have during the meal or at the end of the meal, when does that work? Only on El B'Shabbasos V'Yomim Tovim. Only on Shabbos V'Yantif. Why? Hov Adam Koveya Sudaso Al Hayayin. Because, Rashi explains, that we know on Shabbos and Yantif, then we have wine during the meal also. We don't just have wine before the meal. It's a Suda. So we know there's an Umdana. We assume that the person, when he has the wine before the meal, he has in mind the other wine that he's going to eat during the meal. And therefore, on Shabbos and Yantif, a boy for a guffin before the Suda paters any during the Seuda. Aval v'shar yemos hashana, but on a weekday, mevarach al kol kos v'kos. On a weekday, we have an umdana, we have an halachic assumption that when a person makes a bray per gavin before the meal, he assumes that's all he's going to eat. So weekday, I have to go back to work. I'm not going to have more wine during the meal. So then if he has more wine later, it must be he didn't have that wine in mind, and therefore he would require a new bracha on that wine that he has later. The pashas is that if he specifically had the wine in mind, so then he wouldn't have to make another bracha. But here we're just talking about the umdana, meaning the assumption is what the normal das of a person is. Itmar Nami Bar Mori Amram Shimon Levi Loshanol, he says the same thing. Loshanol of Shabbosos Vemon Tovim, and he just adds Ubishasha Adam Yotzi Miberchas Merchas Ubi Bishas Hakadosh Hadam. Or when a person goes out of the bathhouse, or after he bloodlets. I guess the assumption is, I'll have to ask the doctors, they assumed it was healthy or normal to drink wine after those experiences, right? After taking a shower or after bloodletting. Maybe it brought back. Does wine have a lot of calories? Maybe it puts back, like, you lost some blood and you lost some, instead of orange juice in those days, they use wine. after the blood, after you gave blood. But so hov adam koveh suda zor layayin, but the same svara, because he's koveh suda layayin, and if he drinks earlier, he has in mind that he's going to drink more later. Avol b'shar yemos hashana mevarech al kol kos v'kos. But if he, if the rest of the days of the year, l'chora, the assumption is that he does not have the later wine in mind, and therefore he has to make a bracha on each and every kos.
Even if he,
if he said an after bracha, then he for sure has to make a new bracha. If he says an al hagefen or a hamotzi, so then it's finished.
If he didn't, he still has to make a bracha.
If he didn't, he has to make a new bracha if he didn't have this new wine in mind. If he didn't have the new wine in mind. So that's, it's the general rule. If I, let's say I'm having lunch and I'm having, I ate noodles and I made a mizonos, and then I basically, that's all I thought I was having, and then all of a sudden after I eat noodles, I'm like, hey, I'm still hungry. Maybe I'll have something else. I look around, I find something in the pantry that I didn't even know we had in the house. Right, so then I have to make a new bracha on that because I didn't have it in mind. Unless you say that if I had it in mind, I'm going to eat lunch now, whatever I'm going to have, I'm going to eat a bunch of things. So then I don't have to make a new bracha because then my das is on anything that I'm gonna eat. Rabba bar Mari iklala be Rava bachol. Rabba once visited Rava on a weekday. Chazi debarach lefnei hamazon v'hadar barach lachar hamazon. So he saw that he made a bracha before the wine before the meal, and he made another one after the meal. Amar le yaisher shkayach. Shkayach, right? Why? Because that's exactly what this halacha was. You have to make a new bracha on a weekday. The chenam Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, and Rabbi Shimon ben Levi did the same thing. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef ikla lebe Abaya biyantif. But this Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef visited Abaya on a yantif, chazi de baracha kol kisa v'kisa. He saw that he made a bracha on every coast, and that's not what's supposed to be. Amar le lo sava la mar lo hadar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Don't you hold what we just said? That if you, on yantif, you, if you make a bracha, a wine earlier, you don't have to make a bracha on wine later? Because it's niftar? Amar le nimlachana. No, Abaya, who's this, Abaya? Abaya says, I'm not such a drinker. Right, I'm not just a drinker. Everybody else are drinkers. I'm not the drinker. So therefore, I didn't have in mind to have any more wine. And so I had in mind that I had to make a new bracha. I thought I was just having the one earlier, but that's why he had to make a new bracha. Ibayi lahu, balahem yain besocha mazon, maush yitzes yain shel achra mazon. The Mishnah has told us that if you have wine before the meal, before you wash, so then that potter's wine even for dessert that you're going to have. So that's fine. That's what the Mishnah says. But what if I don't have wine before the meal? I only have wine during the meal, right? In between my courses, I'm having a cup of wine. So does that bracha also potter the wine I'm going to have at the end of my meal for dessert, or is it only the wine that I have before my meal potters, which is longer in time? But maybe there's an atifus to that one. Why? What's the suffix? Im tim shalom berach al angel of the amazon, but there's the angel achar amazon. If you want to tell me, yes, the Mishnah says that if you make a bar per gafen on wine before the meal, so then that potters the wine that you're going to have for dessert at the end of the meal. So that's, you know why? Mishum dezel lishtos, dezel lishtos. In both cases, if you have wine before you start your meal, and you have wine before you bench, so that's the same purpose. Both of those wines are to drink. You're drinking those wines with one purpose, to drink. You're not washing anything down with those wines. You didn't have, at the beginning of the meal, you didn't eat anything yet, and you're about to have dessert, so you already washed things down with the drinking during the meal. So then I can understand that the wine before potters the wine at the end. Aval hachad zeh lishtos zeh lishros. But here, if it's the one during and one after at the end, so those aren't comparable. Because the one during the meal is to wash down the food, lishros, to soak, and the one at the end of the meal is lishtos. So maybe you should say that you can't have a wine, the bracha that you made on a lishros wine, can't potter a wine that you made on a lishtos wine. Right? The one that you're, because it's a lower level bracha. Odil maloshna. What do you say? No, it doesn't make a difference. Wine is wine. And if you, the Mishnah says the wine before the meal, so it means even the wine during the meal. That's the suffix. So machlokas. Rav Amar poter, Rav Kalan Amar eno poter. Rav Nachan Amar poter, Rav Yehuda Amar eno poter. So machlokas. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, v'chol tamidim Rav Amar eno poter. So Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, and all the tamidim of Rav say, no, it doesn't poter. Interesting. The tamidim of Rav are arguing on Rav. Because Rav 2 lines ago said poter, and the tamidim of Rav say eno poter. They argued on their Rebbe. The simple reading of the Gemara. So no, it's not poter, meaning only wine before the meal potters, but not wine during the meal. Let's continue for a little bit. Esvei Rav or Rav Nachman. But then they asked a question on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, who said it does potter. Balahem yayin besocha mazon. What about the rest of the Mishnah? Balahem yayin besocha mazon. The second half of the Mishnah said, if wine comes to you during the meal, kol echad ve'echad mevarech la'atzmo, you have to make your own bracha, la'achar ha'mazon, echad mevarech la'kulam. But at the end of the meal, then one makes a bracha for everything. So the Gemara assumes now that isn't this all talking about the same case, that the wine during the meal, everybody has to make their own bracha, and then at the wine at the end of the meal, one can make the bracha. What are you making a bracha at the end of the meal for? You made a bracha already during the meal. So doesn't that show that a bracha during the meal doesn't potter wine at the end of the meal? So the Gemara gives a simple answer. I'm like, no, it's not the same case. It's two separate halachas. Haki ka'amar. Im lo ba'ah lahem yayin b'soch ha'mazon. Elo la'achar ha'mazon echa merech l'kulam. No, what it means is that if they didn't get wine during the meal, the last line of the Mishnah means, if they didn't get wine during the meal, but only after the meal, so then one person would be able to make the bracha for all of them. But don't bring me any rayas from the Mishnah. So it ends up being a machlokas. And if interesting, you look at the top Tosfos of Rav Sheshes, the top of that Tosfos, Tosfos says, even though usually we paskin like Rav, be isurei, usually there are different rules and regulations. Who do we paskin like? We paskin like Shmuel b'mamoni, we paskin like Shmuel b'isurei, and this would be an isur, talking about what bracha you make. You can't eat without a bracha, but because of Rav's Talmidim, argued on him, so it must be that they heard differently from their Rebbe. Not that the Dafka argued on their Rebbe, therefore we paskin like them, and we would say that's lo niftar. That if the wine during the meal does not potter the wine after the meal because of the Svar of the Gemara, zel lishros v'zel lishtos. If you make a bracha on wine, bar peragafen, to drink, to wash things down, that bracha does not potter the wine that you're going to drink at the end of the meal, which you only have lishtos. Tosfos does point that, but the opposite does work. If you have a bracha lishtos, that does potter lishros. Just lishros doesn't potter lishtos. So the bracha at the beginning of the meal can potter during the meal, but just during the meal can't potter at the end of the meal. Well, benching alakos is a hefsek. That itself is a hefsek. That's why you have to make a bracha b'regafen after you bench. Rishon and Achrona. Right, that's by the Seder. By the Seder, right, Svar, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, there are only two b'rei p'regafens on the, so halacha l'maisa, on the one. Only the first and third cup get a b'rei p'regafen by the Seder. Why? The first one, because you're saying Kiddush. The second one, you said a b'rei p'regafen a couple hours ago. What did we just say? You make a bari paragafen, now it's going to pot to this one. So you just say Asher Galanu by the second coast. The third coast, okay, you need a bari paragafen, you just bench. The fourth coast doesn't get its own bari paragafen. No, you just finish. Belach Mulo Batish Pachos, drink up. The Ramah, we pass in the, based on the Rush, I think, that no, we say four bari paragafens. Got to ask, why are we saying four bari paragafens for? We already said two and four shouldn't get. The answer is because each one is its own mitzvah, so that's why we say four bari paragafens. But if the issue comes up, based on this gemara, okay. Berach al pas paderes abaperes, v'al paperes lo paderes apas. Beishamei amar afla ma'ase kaderes. That was the line in the gemara in the Mishnah that if you make a bracha on bread, it paters the parperes, the secondary type of food. The secondary type of food, a bracha on that does not pater bread. And then Beishamei says also not ma'ase kadera. So gemara says, what's Beishamei talking about? Iboilahu Beishamei aresha pligi odilma aseifa pligi. What is Beishamei referring to in his argument? To ka'amar tanakama berach alapas paderes apaperes v'koshkin ma'isa kadera. Is he going on the first line of the mish of the tanakama, where the tanakama says if you make a bracha on bread that paters parperes, which is a low level secondary food, and surely middle level secondary food, and surely ma'isa kadera, which is a real mizonos, so that the tanakama says is patered by bread. That was the tanakama. Kama's opinion in the Reisha. V'yasa Beishamei l'meimar, and Beishamei is saying, lo mi bari parperes lo pater lo hupas. Not only does bread not pater parperes, which is the soaked bread, according to Tosfos, el afilo maisa kadera nami lo patra. Or maybe it doesn't even pater mizonos, a regular maisa kadera, a dish of cereal. Amazing. A havamina that according to Beishamei, bread hardly paters anything. Even though we paskin bread potters almost everything. Odilma, save a plea. Or is Beishamei more limited? He's going on the second half of the Tanakama. Diktani, as the Tanakama said, Berachal Paperes lo paderes apas. The second half where he said, if you make a bracha on parperes, so then that doesn't pater the pas. So Beishamei is referring to that. Pas hu delo patar, avamaisa kadera patar. You're right that a bracha on parperes does not work for bread, but it does work for other mizonos, for maisa kadera. Fiasa Beishamei lo meimar, afila maisa kadera nami lo patar. And Beishamei says, no, a bracha on parperes doesn't even pater Maisa Kedera, which is a mizonos type of dish, teku. So Gemara does not answer. Teku, tishbi, itaris, kushis, gabayos. When Eliyahu Navi comes, we're going to find out what the shita of Beishamei is. Again, you might say, what are we going to have to know what Beishamei holds? So this is a Zohar, we mentioned that the loss of lava, we're going to pass them like Beishamei. So therefore, we're going to have to know what Beishamei holds. But you don't have to say that, you could just say, Talmatari. You got to know what Beishamei Shita is, even if we don't paskin like him. Okay, let's stop here, and Beis Hashem, we will continue. Today's shiur was L'Zecher Nishmas, Rabbi Moshe Ben Tzvi. I didn't mention pizza bite.